pronunciation, so bear with me. It's not very interesting, but it gets a little better. What do you call the daylight hours before supper, around, say, 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, well, I expect to see her later on this
afternoon.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, well, I got up this morning before
sunup.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You say, out on the farm, you might say, well, we have to get the cows in before
dark.
Okay, or would you sometimes say sun, when the sun disappears, before sun
down.
Okay, how would you say it?
Sun down.
Okay. say the whole sentence for me, please, ma'am. Oh, I've got to get the cows in. Say the whole thing for me.
Oh, I've got to get the cows in before sundown.
Okay, thank you. And if there has been a storm and maybe a lot of rain and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, you might say the weather is
clearing up.
How's that?
Clearing up.
Okay. And what do you call a very hard rain? Do y'all have a word for it around here? It doesn't last very long, but it just rains very hard. You say that was a real
hard rain is what we call it.
Okay. And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantel.
And what do you call those things that the logs rest on in the fireplace? You know, those iron things that
well, we always call them the fire dogs.
Okay. Okay. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Splinters.
And is there another word for particularly rich pieces of wood that you start a fire with? Or
fat wood.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between fat wood and splinters?
Well, really not any, except the wood is in a bigger piece than the splinters. You build a fire with the splinters.
Okay. In other words, the splinters are the little bitty ones just used to get it started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you call in a house, in the bedroom usually, a place that's built in with a door and has a rod inside of it and you hang clothes on it? You say that's the
closet?
Clothes closet. Okay, and what about if it's movable, like a piece of furniture? Do you have a word for it then, if there's one that you can hang things on?
Wardrobe.
Okay. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, like this out here? No, wood house is built with the boards.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I can't say paneled up, can I?
Listen to these and see if you're more likely to use one word than the other. Clabbers, siding, weatherboards, weatherboarding.
Siding.
Is that what you all say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you call this area out here in front where the chairs are?
The front porch.
And what about if you had a small porch that didn't have a roof on it? What would you call that? Maybe it'd be out the back door.
Patio?
Okay.
No, or do they have all of them roofs?
Well, I think a patio may be used if it's just a little square like this out the back door. Do you have a different word for that? For me, a patio is a kind of larger area.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that what it is to you?
Yeah,
do you have a
base
back porch?
Name. Yeah, but it's a long back porch. It's longer than
the front. Okay.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay. And what would you call a small fenced area next to the barn?